Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Filling Station podcast. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode on prophetic culture, and this week we're just going to continue on with part two of that particular subject. It's really a cool one this week because we actually start to talk about a practical situation that happened where my wife and I were in a favorite restaurant of ours, and the Lord showed me a picture about the waitress who was waiting on our table and how we were able to relate that information to her. And that she was, even in her own words, she said that she was very intrigued by what we had to say and that it meant so much to her in her life. So I'm not going to spill the beans. You're just going to have to listen to the podcast, guys. So please enjoy and be blessed. See you soon.
You don't realize the impact that you have on people just being in a room and maybe not even saying anything.
Right.
But you don't understand the impact and the atmosphere that even you create around yourself. That happened to me last week with a customer. I had a bride and her mom came in my shop, and the mother just walked in my front door. And she said, she stood there and looked around for a second, and she said, "This place makes me happy."
Wow.
She said it twice.
Yeah.
And I said, "Wow, thank you very much." She goes, "No, trust me. We've been other places, and I really mean it. This place makes me happy."
Right.
I never said a thing. I just welcomed them and said, "Thank you for coming."
Right.
So you just don't know.
Right.
How you impact somebody's life is something as simple as that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And this is just a perfect example of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Exactly.
Walking into an atmosphere. That's what it was.
That's exactly it.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, right.
And you can create that culture and that environment everywhere you are, everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why we can't. I mean, there is, when the scripture talks about releasing our peace upon the people that we come in contact with, if they don't receive it, we can take it back. Mm-hmm. But there are all places where you're going to go and you're going to release your peace. It says your peace.
Yeah.
The peace that the Holy Spirit gave to you. Now you release your peace. Mm-hmm. And it makes a difference in that climate and that environment that at work. And people, there will be a lot more people that will connect with it than there are that won't.
Right.
And for us to be able to recognize that. And I think Bill Johnson mentioned this as well a few years back. He said, if we went about every day recognizing the symbolism of the Holy Spirit being a dove and having that dove sitting on your shoulder so that wherever you go, you are remembering, you're cognizant?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Cognizant.
Something like that. We'll probably edit that part out. But
No, we won't.
If you're walking around knowing that that dove sits on your shoulder, then you'll be attentive to discerning the environment. You'll be paying more attention to the voice of God. Mm-hmm. You'll be more susceptible to connecting with individuals who God highlights for you to just make a quick connection with. Even if it's a good morning, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? I mean, that to somebody is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, because somebody could just come out of a very traumatic situation.
Exactly.
Or they could have come out of a divorce or a breakup or whatever it may be. But we never give God enough credit when we bring just a simple word to people. It doesn't have to be a thus saith the Lord. You're not John the Baptist. You're not Elijah, Isaiah. You're not Ezekiel. So let's just settle that right now. And you don't even have to go around with prophet or prophetess so-and-so on your business card.
What?
Because that's what...
Am I going to throw mine out?
I got to get new cards?
Dang it. So, I mean, that's what Kim was referring to in the beginning, that we've made it so complicated, we've made it overly mysterious, that you have to... People have idolized the title, and people have idolized the position that if somebody calls themselves prophet so-and-so or prophetess this and that, then we're to bow to them, or that they have
greater authority or they carry more weight. You know, come on. If Jesus can speak through a donkey, then all these other people, the titles don't mean squat. Right. Okay, I get the respect and I get the reverence. But you know what? If you have to have a title to tell people what you do and who you are, then you need to rethink that, I think.
Well, and also, I think whoever, whatever your title is, if you're not coming from a place of love, and it's not exhorting me or comforting me or helping me to be a better person in love, then I don't really care what you have to say.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it's about them anyway.
Yeah, I don't really care. It doesn't even matter.
But you really have to get back to the fact of creating that kingdom atmosphere and just living in that. And, you know, when these people walked in my store, it wasn't like I had the choir on.
Right.
I had a jazz station on from Sirius XM.
And you mean it wasn't worship music?
No. You know, I just had nice jazz music on.
You didn't have a picture
of
Jesus up on the wall?
It was quiet. You know, there's no, you know, there's none of that.
Just a show
fire. What? It's not possible.
But it's walking into an atmosphere and a presence. And when you grow up in that, you bring that with you wherever you go.
Right.
And you could be sitting in an Uber.
Yeah.
In someone's car in an Uber. You could be walking through the store getting your hair done. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you're taking it with you.
Right.
And you take your gifts with you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, we had a situation several months ago. My wife and I were out having dinner at a local restaurant, one of our favorite places. And the waitress came up to the table, and I'd started to see pictures of her in her life. And I don't need to go into any detail, but basically what happened, I was able to speak with her briefly and say some of the things that I was seeing. And it wasn't a thus saith the Lord. It was describing an image and a picture that I was seeing her in her life. And she allowed me to share it with her because I asked her permission first. I didn't just jump all over her.
Right.
I asked her permission if
okay, so let's walk that out in
okay,
the real
okay,
world.
Okay,
okay. So you have this waitress.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had ordered your food.
We were ordering our food.
Yep.
Okay, so right out of the gate you're going for it. You're not even waiting until you've warmed up the situation.
Correct.
Okay, so you're ordering your food and what happens?
Okay, you want me to go into the whole story?
She had waited on us prior, so we were kind of familiar with her a few times.
Once before,
So you looked familiar to her, so she was already had a comfort level
Correct.
With you.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, all right, so then what?
And how could you not be comfortable with a bald-headed Englishman?
Oh, that's another podcast on itself.
So anyway, so this young lady approached the table a couple of times, and I saw her riding a horse and doing what's called barrel racing. And if you're not familiar with that, just look it up. And basically, you're on a horse, you're riding this horse like supersonic speed around barrels. It's a time challenge. But I saw her in this enclosure running around these barrels. And then the second image was I saw a gate opening, and she rode this horse right out of the gate, right into the horizon sort of thing. And I related that to her, but I also brought a little bit of clarity. I said that
back up. Okay. So you saw it, and then what happened? Did you say to her, "Hi, my name's Paul. Sometimes I get pictures in my head about people." Like, how did you break the ice to go down that road?
Okay. I guess I'm going a little bit too quick, right?
It's okay.
We need specific,
details.
Well, people need to know how to do it in the real world,
okay.
Right?
So, let's back up a minute then. So when I first started to get these images, my wife will tell you, I'll start getting very quiet because I'm thinking about what I'm seeing and if it's right to start with. How could I possibly see these pictures about this person? That's one qualifier because I don't know this person, first of all. Then the next part is when I felt comfortable enough because I needed to make sure there's certain check marks that I look for in my life with the way I feel, the things that I'm seeing, if they're matching up to no personal encounter with this person before and so on. And so I asked the young lady, I said, "Look," I said, "can I share something with you? I see things over people's lives. And, you know, I'm practicing this gift. And she's like, sure, go ahead.
I like how you said you were practicing the gift so that she had a comfort level if she thought you're wacko.
Correct.
So, correct. You know, in case she just thought, nope, swing and a miss. You exactly. gave her that safety net
yes.
with how you said it.
Yes.
So you didn't come off like, I'm a prophet and the Lord speaks to me and right. he's told me something about you. Now they're like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Where's the exit, you know?
Yeah.
But you just, you made it, you came from a humble place with it.
I always try to, both of us try
yeah.
to, you know,
yeah.
and they didn't have locusts and honey on the menu, so I was out of that.
Uh-huh.
So she
you
said
you practice this thing.
I
okay.
practiced this thing, and she said, "Sure, go ahead. I'm intrigued." Is
yeah,
what
that's
she said.
What she said, I'm intrigued.
Okay.
She said, "Okay, I'm intrigued."
Okay.
So I described it to her, and I said, "Your life is going around in like a figure eight. You're always running around in circles and around barrels." And I says, "But you have to make a decision because there's an opportunity for a gate to open right before you." And yet I see you riding right through that gate. And she looked at me and she says, that's really, really interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Mm.
And she says, she said it a couple of times, that's really intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we left it like that and she came back.
So you didn't question her like, well, do you think I was right? Or do you
no.
think this was wrong? So you just left it there. And has anybody ever said to you, swing and a miss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's happened to me before. Anyway, let's get back to this story. I'll jump into it.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, we left throughout, finished the meal, gave her a nice tip, went on with her.
That's important.
Yeah.
You gave her a nice tip.
Yeah.
You can't go and say something from the Lord and then chip out on the tip. They're going to be like, yeah,
yeah,
take your God and
yeah, yeah.
you got to, listen, if you're going to open yourself up, you better tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least
20%. And in this COVID situation, you should probably believe in 30 to 40% because some of these waitresses are just living on their tips. Anyway, so back to that. I did That's say funny. Right at the end of the meal, because she did come back and I said, everything good? She said, yeah. She says, very, very thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd interjected and I said this one thing. I says, yeah, God does speak to me.
Okay.
So and I left it at that. I didn't go in. I just said, you need to get saved or anything like that.
Right.
I left it at that. We wanted to gain or build
credibility,
build a relationship.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks later, we go back to the same restaurant and lo and behold, did we get her again?
No, she was working at the bar.
She was working at the bar.
Yeah.
And I did approach her. I made sure my wife was there.
Good.
I don't want these young girls thinking there's an old duffer trying to hit on them or anything like that. So
creepy.
I said, no, it was before. That was the third time we met her. The second time, she did come to the table. And she said something about the word. And she says, I made a decision in my life. I cut out all that circle stuff, all that confusion in my life. Wow. And I made a decision and I'm going back to school.
Wow.
And that was the...
And now you didn't ask her, hey,
nope.
has anything happened? So you just let it lay.
Just let it lay.
Then, so
yep.
in her own free will, she came
yes.
back to you and said,
yep.
I want you to know, here's the, you know, the next
yep.
part of that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And so, yeah, she was, it was pretty cool. It really was.
And then the third time we talked to her, she was working at the bar.
She was working at the bar.
We just asked her how everything was going and
yeah.
everything was good. And then we haven't talked to her since.
Okay.
I haven't seen her since.
No.
So, you know, there's opportunity for that. But back to what you were saying, yeah, I've missed it because there was just a couple of weeks ago, there was another person that came to the table, waiting mm-hmm. on the table. And I had a name come into my head, into my mind, and I thought, okay, this is not the person's name. This wasn't the waitress's name. And I asked her, I said, can I ask you a question? She says, sure. I says, do you know so-and-so? And she says, no. I says, not a family member or anything? No, I'm sorry, I don't know anybody like that. I says, okay, that's fine. I'm just asking. Thanks anyway. And I left it at that. I didn't get embarrassed. I didn't beat myself over the head. It became a learning curve because when I hear things, I've got to find out if I'm hearing right. And if a person that I don't know, I can ask him a question without feeling embarrassed, yeah. and either get a yes or a no, then I'm like, okay, I missed it on that. Maybe it was something else I wasn't really tapped into. But it is an experimentation.
You are practicing your gift.
You're practicing your gift, just as doctors practice medicine. But we're not going to put people in the hospital.
Right, yeah.
But it's, you know,
we're not going to mandate a vaccine or anything.
You've got to recognize that if you have the word of the Lord for somebody, you don't have to qualify it with, thus saith the Lord, but right. know that you will make mistakes and allow yourself to ask questions and make mistakes. I know we're dealing with people's lives, but that's where you start out small. You ask them about a name. You ask them, hey, how's your kids doing? I don't have any kids. Oh, I'm sorry. I must be thinking of somebody else.
Right.
So these are things, or you can also tell people, I'm practicing seeing people. I'm right. practicing things over people's lives.
Right.
And so you approach it from that standpoint.
Which is common now. I mean, there's all kinds of TV shows.
My gosh, of
false people doing it. Right. So mm-hmm. if you say something like that to people without being all extra spiritual or Christianizing it.
Yeah. Or having your Bible open, pounding
right.
it.
Right. They're going to be open because it's now it's so common that people are like, oh, cool, somebody might have something for me, you know.
Yeah.
So if you low it, you know, don't go to build this big stage and a crescendo that you have something to say.
Yeah.
People will, you know, yeah. hear you out and let you do it. And it doesn't have to be intimidating to do. Now, exactly. that's obviously the next step in what we were talking about previously, encouraging people, comforting
Correct.
People. I mean,
yes.
that we can all start with this, 1 yes. Corinthians 14:1, we can start this tomorrow at work,
mm-hmm.
right? What you're talking about is like more progress down the road.
Yeah, it's more developed. You've got to right. feel, you've got to have that connection with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because it'll become you. You got to learn to recognize His voice. You've got to learn to recognize His prompting. And you've got to be sensitive to the environment that you're in. And so, you know, expect God to speak to you every day.
Yeah.
And even if it's a hi, hello, that's good enough. But if there's more, then God will show you. Don't conjure it up. Don't try to make it some Hollywood theatrical performance. Just be you. God created you to be you with Him inside. And He's going to use your natural abilities. He's going to cap that with His giftings.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to have that connection. You build a relationship. You have that sensitivity. You mature in your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And God uses you in profound ways.
Yeah.
And if you miss it, God will send them someone else. It doesn't all lean on you either.
Correct.
Because you have to understand that you're not the Holy Spirit.
And you're not their Savior. You're
yes,
not,
exactly.
You're not the Holy Spirit. It's right. not your responsibility.
Right. And if you decide last minute, I can't do it, it's okay. Again, what Sharon said, the Lord will send somebody else. That doesn't mean that you can ignore it
right.
and just decide, well, I don't want to do this. You need to do it. But if you happen to not do it, then that's fine too.
Exactly. And please, if there's anything that we can add to this in saying, don't Christianize it.
Yeah.
Leave all that vocabulary out of it. Just love a person.
Love them, yeah.
See them the way the Lord sees them. They may be the worst person in the company or the business where you work. They may be one of those people that you would cross the street so you didn't have to pass them. And so, you know what? We have to have a different perception and a different perspective of people's lives because we don't know what they've endured throughout their lives and why they are the way that they are today.
Exactly.
I mean, I tell you, I mean, we're not the weeping Jeremiah prophets. We're not that one dude who, in the Old Testament, that had to sleep in cow manure or something or other, whatever it was, and marry a prostitute.
Not living in that anymore.
But you know what? You just got to keep it simple,
right?
And don't go overboard with it.
Simply loving people and respecting people goes a very, very, very long way.
And understanding
really
you've got
does.
To earn the right to speak into their life.
Yeah.
Don't assume that you can just go in guns blasting.
No.
you've got to earn the right with people. There's been people, you know, where I've worked or other situations where they're hard to be around, and I've had to pray and just say, I need to see them through your eyes, Lord, because yeah. mine are not doing well. And you just pray and just say, I need to see what you love.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm not seeing it right now. But there yeah. has to be something in there that he loves, and I want to love that too. And exactly. that's a choice. It's a exactly. choice to get around the hard edges and the built-up walls and all that kind of stuff. It's a choice to go around it and love people. And sometimes you just got to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do. You have, and that's yeah. the reality of it.
You have to go into your workplace, and I do. I'm not great at this every day, but I try this every day to be the stabilizing factor in people's lives.
Yeah.
Because there are the angry people, the Monday morning, I don't care who you are, get out of my way people. I've got yeah. those people that, you know, they've got issues going on in their lives with their kids, with their spouses, and it's just, you know, some are out on a drinking bender over the weekend, and some have their crazy stories, and some have met other people at work. You have to be the stabilizer and not get drawn into all that
right.
stupidness and that drama.
Right.
Because once you start entertaining that, you're not going to hear squat
right.
except bad stuff. So you got to be the Holy Ghost stabilizer going into your work environment. And shoot, even if you do nothing but just go around and pray under your breath as you're walking through different departments.
Smiling at people is encouraging to them.
It's true.
Just be a smiling face, for goodness sake. But here's the thing, too, is if you miss it, if one day you have a bad day at work or whatever it is, okay, God's not mad at you.
Yep.
He's not judging you for it. You're not to be condemned.
Exactly.
You know, you had a day. That's all. We all have them. Just get up the next day and reset yourself and be determined to, I'm going to prophesy today at my job. I'm going to encourage, I'm going to exhort, and I'm going to comfort somebody.
Exactly.
Today. That's my mission.
That's your mission.
And I get paid for it.
And you get paid. That's your ministry.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's your ministry, because we're all looking for ministry in the church. None of us ever consider our work to be our ministry.
Right.
But it is.
And that's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
Oh, boy. Well, we better wrap this one up.
We better wrap this one up.
We're going to roll over to that, I can tell.
All right. Well, hopefully that was... It was an engaging conversation from this side of the microphone. So
wake up.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. And even at the end of this one, this is going to be a two-podcast session series. Whatever you want to call it. So
go prophesy.
Go prophesy. Be a blessing. See ya. Bye. We would all like to take the time to thank you for listening to this podcast today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any future podcasts. You can also reach us on our Facebook page, The Filling Station. You can connect with us there. You can message us, and we'll get back to you with any information that you need. Thanks again, guys. Take care.